from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson. Bo Squidbilly Morgan. Not a.k.a. Squidbilly, just Squidbilly, Bo Squidbilly Morgan, and Maria Martin from 11 Alive. She's been hanging out with us. First of all, Maria.
Yeah.
I'm watching this beer shower video, and it's cool. Don't get me wrong.
Listen.
A lot of wasted beer, though.
I knew you were going to say that.
A little bit out of pocket. A lot of wasted beer. I got to be honest. Just because they're hitting home run, I don't know if I'm pouring my beer out.
Well,
I don't know.
The important question is... is do you buy beer specifically for the shower?
That's a good point. You bring your yard beer?
Yeah, like beer that you really don't necessarily want to drink, but it's a cheap beer over here. And I'm not going to throw any beer companies underneath the bus because they all are one family these days, it feels like, or just two families.
Sure.
But is there a specific beer for it? And then you'd have your drinking beer?
Keystone?
I think everyone, we just said, no brands, you know?
Like back in the day, maybe some Bud Ice you would just throw out there.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own method to the madness. I was in college, so I don't really think I thought through it. You know, it wasn't like a plan.
She was buying a Natty 30 block for $10. Well, just letting it eat.
That's kind of my point, is I remember that, you had to have someone get it for you that most of your time in college.
It depends.
And, yes, you're not wrong. But, B, money... was not something that you just you just didn't just throw it around. So I'm like, hey man, I'm not wasting my beer.
Sure,
come on, I'm drinking this. What are you talking about?
It was typically the really cheap beer that you probably. I mean, I don't know. I was in college, so I was drinking cheap beer anyway. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy something. Not going to put a brand out there, but something you would sip on for real. It would just be something you can get rid of.
Well, I joke about the yard beer thing, but the yard beers for us are always the ones that you accidentally left in the cooler and that you didn't even know they were in there until a week later. And you're like, oh, these things have been in 90 degree temperatures in a cooler, like it's not good.
Yeah, you throw that in the air for sure.
But you got to be quick on the draw if you're going to do that, because as soon as the ball landed in the outfield, there is beer. It's like a cloud of beer.
Oh. It's unbelievable.
I didn't know this was
there were no beer showers at Kennesaw State, so we just recooled those beers and just choked it down.
I believe that. Look, again, we're live from Flowery Branch. It's day one of practice out here at Falcons Training Camp. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. Look, I think everybody kind of has their one thing that they're kind of paying attention to. I think for a lot of people, it's going to be Kirk Cousins. A lot of people, it's going to be the new receivers. Who's going to play that cornerback position? What does the D-line rotation look like? For you guys today, and I want to get to some of this Caden Ellis sound in just a second, but for you guys today, what's the one thing you'll be paying attention to when this team hits the practice field?
Well, I need to see Kirk Cousins' feet.
Is that what?
Yeah, me and the rest of the media, apparently.
You're going to be disappointed where he's wearing tall socks. You know what I mean?
No, I think he needs to walk out barefoot, and then we need to see how his ankle looks, how the scar looks,
Matt
how he
Collins
takes it
is
up.
Not here anymore. Matt Collins is not
well,
here, okay?
That joke was made yesterday, by the way. We're all disappointed that Mac left because there's – no more feet.
With his pet snake.
And there's no one eating in the mill room. I just walked by the mill room. There's no one back there eating spaghetti with their hands like Mac would. But
it's true.
No, in all seriousness, I do think we joke, but I do think that if the fans were here, and we know that they're not because of construction, but if they were here, everyone would be trying to get a look at how Kirk is moving. Is he – remember we were all here for OTAs, and Mike and you and I specifically, and we watched Kirk jog back and forth up and down the field when they, you know, moving around the offense. And it wasn't perfect. It was a little bit of a hitch in his game. And it's okay. Like that's gonna be. But has that progressed in what almost 2 months? How is he moving? How is Michael Penix working with the second team? Mario, one of the
things. Is he working with the second
team? Well, that's the thing. That's one of the things we noticed, and I know you noticed this as well, is Kirk worked with the first team, Penix worked with the second team, and they never switched. They never once rotated, which what I thought was kind of an odd thing.
And this
to
is
see.
Back in OTAs.
Yes, in OTAs. So that's something I'll be looking at as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be redundant, but you make a really good point about that hitch in his run, because I tweeted out a video of Kirk running around on the field, and there was a lot of concern because people were like, wait, why is he running like that? I was like, well, you know, he just had a massive surgery not that long ago, so he's coming back. So, yeah, does that progress? And I think, obviously, that is the biggest storyline of training camp is Kirk Cousins. But beyond that, and the quarterbacks, you know, Michael Penix Jr. as well, I want to be interested in how he works with the twos. Does he ever switch? But there's a ton of rookies I'm really excited to look at. And, you know, we're not going to get the full pads, hitting, all that. It's not going to be full go right now. There's a ramp-up period in the NFL like we talked about earlier. But some of those rookies like Rukarororo, Braylon Trice, I'm very excited to watch Braylon Trice throughout training camp and see what he can do.
That's a really good point, by the way.
I'm very, very, very excited to watch Braylon for a lot of reasons we can get into later. But, yeah, I'm looking at the defensive side of the ball a little bit more than the offense aside from the quarterbacks, because there's a lot more questions on the defense than the offense this year.
I'm glad you said that. I want to get to Caden Sound in a minute. I do want to mention the whole hitch and the giddy-up thing. Unfortunately, I'm very familiar with this type of thing because I had a number of surgeries on my feet and ankles when I was playing. I will say this, for anybody concerned about the hitch and the giddy-up for Kirk Cousins, sometimes when you were coming off surgery, that becomes a muscle memory thing, not a pain thing, right? Sometimes you get so used to having pain throughout the first 4, 5, 6 months of rehab that you get into months 8, 9, 10, 11, and it's like that's the only way you know how to run.
Let me ask you real quick before you go, because I was here then a lot of – I was – at the training camp where you got hurt, and I remember we had literally just had a conversation about you as an off the air thing about how this was the next step. When is that for? Because I've had the knee surgery thing, and it's one of those things where I feel like it has to be tested. Is that a deal you think with Kirk, or was it for you where that first hit or that first live action where you go down and it's one of those awkward situations where it could be? Is that when? For you and maybe for a lot of guys, that's when that release happens. And you're like, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and there's definitely some a gun shyness to it. Well, the first time he has to like suddenly take off on a sprint. You know what I mean? Like anything that really taxes the Achilles, I think that's going to be in the back of his head. For me, it was anytime there was other players around my feet and ankles because that's how the injury happened. It was like, oh, you know, you're kind of doing a little happy feet dance and making sure nobody's landing on you. But for him, anytime he just has to take off and run, that's going to be. And I don't know when we'll see that. Right, I mean, it's not like he's going to be taking off and running for his life, and it's not something he's even.
And I know we got to cut and get to. You don't think they'll roll him out a little bit in practice just to try to ramp that up a little bit?
I don't know if that's something that you can make happen. Right, I think it has to be a reactionary thing. Hey, the edge guy's getting to me. I need to step up in the pocket and take off and run. So I don't know, and we don't know how much he's going to play in the preseason. So I don't know when we'll see that. And obviously, I think August 1st, if I'm not mistaken, is 10 months since the injury, which is a big thing when you comes to Achilles. Okay, I do want to get to Caden Ellis. He was talking yesterday about what the differences might look like with Ryan Nielsen not here and how the scheme might change on defense.
I said this to Jimmy and everybody when you know, they're first coming in. I'm just really excited to see how another, you know, coaching tree skins the cat. It's kind of how, you know, before. But you've got the same problems throughout the NFL. It's a copycat league. But how do different, you know, minds tackle an issue? And what issues are most prevalent on their mind when game planning? So I've gotten to see a little bit of it. Obviously, a lot of our work so far in OTAs has been getting ourselves right, knowing our playbook. But I'm really excited to see how they continue to show me how they like to attack different issues that the offense pose.
I'm so excited that he put it this way. And Maria, you've been around this. Your husband coaches football. And so you've seen this happen. That when you are a football player or a football coach, you take little tidbits from everybody you've been under, a little bit from this guy, a little bit from that guy, And to hear him say he's excited about that lets me know how much of a student of the game he actually is.
Yeah, and Caden, to make his point even further, he has had tweaks throughout his career with each coaching staff. And, I mean, that's naturally going to happen for every single player when you get a new coach in. But he had Ryan Nielsen in New Orleans, and then he had Ryan Nielsen here. So there was a lot of familiarity. This is the first time for Caden really where there's an overhaul. But he did talk about how he's been in the NFL. He's had to restudy the playbook. Again, yeah. That happens for every player. But I do think that it's going to be interesting to see how Jimmy Lake does infiltrate his new philosophies. And it is going to be different than Ryan Nielsen. We already talked about the 3-4 base defense. So things are going to look a little bit different, but Caden being a student of the game, I think, is only going to help the guys behind him as well.
Well, with different schemes comes different positions. Caden Ellis talked about that yesterday as well.
I mean, I don't think my job's changing too much in the sense that I can do multiple things on the field at once or in one game, in one game plan. But at the end of the day, when you're a stack back linebacker, you still got the same keys. You're still doing the same thing at the end of the day, just, you know, little changes. And when you're on the ball, you're still keying the end man on the line of scrimmage. So how they use me may change, and we'll go through camp and go out and see who makes plays, and I'll go where I fit best in this defense. But at the end of the day, stack back linebacker, I'll still be playing stack back, and on the ball linebacker, I'll still be doing the same things that I do there.
Yeah, I wonder how they would use him differently, because I think a lot of people kind of look at him and they say, he had seven sacks one year in New Orleans. They should move him to the edge, and I just don't see that in any way, shape, or form.
I even heard somebody last year tell us that we're utilizing him wrong. I'm like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, and look, I give you credit for this because you went back and watched, and then you showed some of it to me, and at Caden Ellis' sacks in New Orleans were honestly just it sounds so cliche, but they were just sacks that he did his job. Because he did his job, and the other players around him did his job, it forced guys basically into his lap. I think five of his sacks of that seven that year were that way. Last year he was that job. I think he is best in the middle. For me, the guy that can be unlocked if they move him around is Troy Anderson.
Yeah.
Because you found something in Nate Lamon. Nate Lamon and Caden Ellis can be in that middle, and then I think you can move Troy everywhere, including maybe into where Lamon would play on passing situations as far as a guy that can cover because of his athleticism. So I really feel good about our middle backers.
Yeah.
The question mark is with our outside, but I also feel good about a guy that Maria talked about and she's excited for. I think it's a really good point. I'm super excited about Braylon Trice as well. I actually think first year could be the biggest impact of all the rookies.
Yeah. Well, speaking of doing your job, that was always the Bill Belichick slogan. Well, some news comes out of San Francisco yesterday. Maybe he turned down a job. All right, we'll go in the huddle next. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Bo, Maria, Mike hanging out with you. Stick with us. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
every team every year in this time of the year, you know, you're very excited, you're very optimistic about the season.
Now back live to Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp
with the Morning Shift.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings
with In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Maria Martin hanging out with you live from Flowery Branch. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. Well, Raheem Morris will be on the field today for the Atlanta Falcons for his first training camp practice as the head coach of the Falcons. One guy who is not the head coach of the Falcons, Bill Belichick. He has been in the news for the last day or so because reportedly was offered a job out in San Francisco.
I'd do it out to him. I mean, he loves football so much that you never know what he would. I mean, I can't believe that he's not a head coach of a team right now. I know what I would do if I was an owner, so that shocks me. And the last thing you want to do is insult someone like Bill Belichick. But I know he just loves ball in the simplest form. So I threw it all out to him, like whatever he'd want to do.
DC?
Yeah. I was like, would you be interested? And he was very nice and appreciative, but he politely turned me down.
Yeah, DC? Do you want Bill Belichick?
No, that's not
DC?
How it went. It was like, they were probably talking, and you know, he's like, "Well, do you want to come here? I mean, I don't care what you want to do, whatever you want to do. Well, I'll throw it to you." I don't think he was specifically went down. Well, you could be the DC. No,
right.
You could be.
Here's
the
our openings.
Yeah, he's like, dude, if you want to coach, and you're okay with not being a head coach, I will find a place for you.
Yeah.
And Bill was like,
name your position, name your price, tell me what you want to do, how much you want to work. I will say this, and Marie, I'll get your thoughts on this. I think that it takes a lot of gusto from Kyle Shanahan, a lot of security about the kind of head coach you are to invite somebody like Bill Belichick to be under you. Because, you know, the minute something goes wrong, the rumblings start. Like, well, Bill can always take over. I mean, that's pretty powerful by Kyle Shanahan.
It is, but it's also very smart to bring someone like that onto your staff. You know, of course, you could say, obviously, if things are going wrong for Kyle, you look at Bill, and obviously that is a very fitting choice for the next head coach of that franchise. But I think it is incredibly smart by Kyle to notice that one of the best coaches, if not the best in the NFL of all time, is floating around out there without a job. Why not give him one with me? That would be great.
Yep. Yeah, and we're lucky that didn't happen, actually. The NFL, every other fan base is happy because look, Belichick, what he was there, he's not going to be in charge of the things that kind of went around. And they do have a quarterback, and they have some really good talent on defense. So that would have been crazy. And I'm talking with my hands again as Maria looks at me. Now I'm doing it over here on the
following.
Wall.
I'm going
to the invisible chalkboard. Okay,
yes, I think I'm drawing up a play of how it would work. But
that's great.
But the reality of the situation is Kyle Shanahan, the trajectory of, you kind of look at where Kyle Shanahan is now, and where he was when Dan Quinn said, I'm taking you from Cleveland and bringing you to Atlanta as the OC, and the reaction to that, it's very similar to when, you know, Belichick leaves Cleveland himself, he comes back with Parcells and everything, and then people are in New England like, wait, why are we stealing this guy from the Jets? He's not very good. And you saw that played out.
Yeah. It seemed to have worked out for everybody. And honestly, to your point about kind of we're lucky it all didn't happen, one of the best offensive minds in football with one of the best defensive minds of all time, you kind of got a mini idea of that when D'Amico Ryans was the DC out in San Francisco, and how powerful that would have been. You want to talk about a couple of guys coming together and scheming, you know, anything like that to go on. Also out in San Francisco, Trent Williams, who I got to imagine he's 37. At this point in his career, but still maybe the best left tackle in the game, one of the most athletic people I've ever seen in my life. He is holding out right now in San Francisco. If you do not know who Trent Williams is or don't follow offensive linemen, do yourself a favor and treat yourself and go to YouTube and watch Trent Williams highlights. He is an absolute bully. Brandon Ayuk is also out there, and we talked about him yesterday, a hold in. Trent Williams sounds like a hold out, and I guess when you're 37, what's the difference, right? You don't want to practice anyways. Hey, I ain't showing up. You guys pay me a little bit more money. Best left tackles in the game, I think Christian Darrisaw from Minnesota making $28 million per. I have to think that Trent could probably ballpark if John Lynch is willing to go there.
Well, he's only 36, so don't age the man, all right? He just turned 36.
I think I spent one extra year in college. We came out the same year, but I spent a little more time than him in college.
Yeah, I would tell you that six guys have jumped him since he got his contract. And, you know, as far as the best, he's the best paid, but he's the best overall. Yeah, he just. But it's a selfish move to me a little bit because what you signed a $130 million contract. If you want to, you will have all of that. I know that they're only guaranteed so much money, but there are so many other guys on this team to keep this core together that you need to pay. Could you wait another year, or is this the moment you really need to do this? I get it, but I don't. I especially go win that Super Bowl. Isn't that what's important?
I would think so. But I will say the last thing he's probably worried about is anybody else's contract. If yeah. I'm him, get your money, get your bag, get it when you can.
Especially when he's 36 years old. Exactly. I mean, at this point, he doesn't really care as much as you would think. I would assume, you know, he's a first-team All-Pro for the last 3 years. Mm. He's looking around him and thinking, these guys got more money than me. I can get a little bit more. And he's trying to send a message. And obviously, that's what he's doing by holding out.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It also reminds me of when Julio decided he wanted 3 more years. He had 3 years left on his contract, and he suddenly wasn't the most paid player, and he wanted more money. And you saw that worked out for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Not only you had a guy that was aged and no longer could play as much and as well, but it completely blew up your salary cap. That is when the Falcons cap really went to the crapper.
Well, he's been unhappy for a long time, and so we'll see how that all kind of works out. And look, maybe you got an Amari Cooper situation. Give that man a raise this year and then say, we'll talk about the future here in a little bit. Also, maybe not practicing. Tua Tagovailoa practice status fluid down in Miami. Gave a couple of handoffs yesterday, but not really throwing the ball around. He obviously is in line for a new contract. I think he'll get it eventually, but he's another one of those. It's like Dak Prescott, Maria, where you kind of wonder how much is he worth, because there's been no success in the playoffs so far for Tua.
Yeah, and Tua's one of those guys where, I mean, you played at Alabama. He was so fantastic there, and you thought, and I think this is the misconception with quarterbacks a lot of the time, is that you think that when they have this unbelievable college career, it's automatically going to transfer to this unbelievable career in the NFL, and that doesn't always happen. Right. Quarterback is a very difficult thing to get right, no matter who you are, and Tua's been good, but how great has he been? And I think that that's where the disconnect is with the Dolphins, and it's a very sensitive topic around Tua right now.
Right.
Obviously, he wants the five in front of his contract, so we'll see if he can get it. I don't know if he will.
He's going to stay healthy, though. Remember, I mean, we were not that far removed from the concussion conversations with him.
Yeah, we're not, and I think Maria makes a good point about his transition. It goes with me with health and also having the right coaching staff, which gets lost with these quarterbacks as well, is when bad situations. Like, I think Baker Mayfield is a perfect example of a guy who was in a bad situation for most of his career in Cleveland, and now he's kind of he got right with a coach that understood what he needed. Tua got right with Mike McDaniels, and look how and also the plethora of weapons. That's another situation to me where Tua deserves to get paid, but now you got Tyreek Hill chirping about wanting to get paid as well. You can't just keep re-upping guys every time two or three guys get ahead of them. But Tua deserves to get paid.
Jalen Waddle got his bag, too. So let's we can talk about that. And also our good friend yesterday, Jonnu Smith, had a quote out there. Very active. He's here. He's present. He's continuing to be the leader. And I think that everybody just understands that's the kind of guy Tua is at this point. But I don't mind the Dolphins for being like, look, man, I don't know if we're going to make you the highest paid quarterback. Maybe not even the top five. Because quarterback contracts are so out of hand these days.
For sure.
You know, guaranteed money, number of years, Lamar Jackson. I mean, don't even bring up Deshaun Watson. That guy, with all his money, absolutely reset everything going on in the quarterback market. So
stealing money.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it. I think that Tua deserves a lot of money. I don't know how much he'll get, but I think he'll be in Miami in the end. And then lastly, Lamar Jackson has to leave practice yesterday 1 hour in because he's sick. Look, I love Lamar. This guy gets sick more times than anybody I've ever seen in the NFL. This is now 7 straight years where he has left a practice because of an illness.
Well, this is the classic, take your vitamins. I mean, Hulk Hogan told him back in the day.
It's so funny you bring this up. I had an HVAC repairman come to my house yesterday to check on my AC, and he's like, look, man, sometimes you got to clean these filters a little more. You'd rather give it vitamins than have to give it an antibiotic. And I was like, wow, that actually makes a lot of
so
sense.
So profound.
So profound.
Wow, an HVAC guy said that. That's awesome.
You'd rather give it its vitamins than an antibiotic.
He can work on my air conditioning system any day of the week.
Yeah.
It's true, though. I just changed mine, and I had to get on a subscription-based thing.
I did, too. I did it last night, man.
Because I just don't – I walk by that aisle all the time at, you know, home improvement stores, and I'm like, I'll do it next time.
Do it later. Speaking of players getting their zeros, when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Ohio State and some of the crazy numbers being thrown around yesterday at Big Ten Media Days. And also, we'll hit a mic'd up. My wife got flicked off yesterday in the Home Depot parking lot. I don't know if I've ever been more in love and more proud of my better half. So we'll talk about that on the other side. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Back to more of our training camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with the Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift. Live from Flowery Branch. Mike, Squidbilly, Maria Martin from 11 Alive hanging out with us.
Before we get anything, can we get into like what just happened off the air? I don't think Maria knows that with me, if you ask a question about something, that
I've learned.
So the Falcons, when the players arrived yesterday, they had the like little back to school, little chalkboard, but
yeah.
It's, you know, back to camp or whatever. And Kirk Cousins, being Kirk Cousins, his favorite color is forest green.
Oh,
you know, like okay, his favorite snack.
What's that noise?
Is Sieta chips. And Maria goes, what are they? And I go, I don't know. Let's Google them. And then I see that they're just tortilla chips.
Right.
Which is very on brand with everything that you really think of Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
Unless you watch a documentary about him.
Right.
But then I find out that they have sea salt and vinegar kettle chips made by that brand. So now if I get to talk to him at all, I need to know what his favorite brand, like flavor,
what flavor of Sieta chips.
Yeah, are you just like the tortilla ones, or are you over here with the salt and vinegar kettle chips? Like, because those are potato chips.
I just have a lot of questions because if he's just sitting there eating tortilla chips with no salsa, I have more questions.
It's funny I'll bring this up. My son he's venturing into the chip realm. He's almost four. He'll be four next month, and it's like he's just now starting to kind of venture out and taste different. And he's big into like Cheetos right now and, you know, cheese puffs and that kind of thing.
But that's
he's
fun also, for your couch.
Right. Well, right. Exactly. Also, the amount of napkins, the wet wipes we run through. Need napkin. Anyways, so let's talk about Ohio State and this NIL deal that's going on with them. So yesterday, Ross Bjork, AD, who was also at Ole Miss and at Texas A&M, talked to Yahoo Sports, and he revealed that Ohio State players are receiving around $20 million in name, image, and likeness this year. And that is, I think, a lot more than anybody kind of expected. And obviously with Ohio State, you have to actually tell them how much money you're getting. But, dude, 20 mil? Yikes. Like, that's a ton.
Well, that is why all this talk of Ryan Day being on the hot seat has some legitimacy to it, I guess is a better way to put it, because he's a guy that has struggled to beat. He's like 56-8, I think, in his career at Ohio
State.
He's got
the best win in college football as a head coach.
But like three or four of those losses are to Michigan.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And that's unacceptable. But he went out at one of these donor meetings or whatever and booster meetings and was like, he might have said at a press conference, you need like $18 to $24 million to win a national championship. That's what we need. Or maybe it was 12 to 24. It was in that range.
Right.
Well, he got it.
He did.
So you have one of the best rosters in college football on paper coming back. So if you don't win it, they have I can't blame them because they gave you everything you needed, and then you still couldn't get it done.
Well, when you look at the players returning, and Maria, I'll get your thoughts. Egbuka, Travion Henderson, Jack Sawyer, Denzel Burke came back and didn't go in the draft, and you also got a number of players, Quinshon Judkins, Caleb Downs we talked about earlier, Julian Sand, who was a five-star signing at Alabama. These guys weren't just going to Ohio State because they love Ohio State. I mean, yeah. Caleb Downs, we've talked about it before, was in Athens and then flies at Ohio State and signs there. But, I mean, I think if you're an Ohio State fan, you love this. But if you're a fan of another team, you're probably not a big believer.
It's an interesting line that we're walking here, and we're seeing figures and numbers that we've never seen before in college football. And I'm a big advocate for the NIL, and they're still working out what that means and all of those good things. But it also means different things for coaches now. You talk about the coaching carousel in college and how it is just crazy. Well, there is justification for that when you're handed $20 million to basically make a roster that should go out and win a national championship. That's the expectation. They're not going to look at you and say, hey, we got you all this money that you asked for at a meeting, but you're not winning the game and you're not in the playoffs. And obviously that looks totally different this year as well. But I think it's, if anybody was going to go out and help do that, it would have been Ross Bjork. He had those crazy figures at Texas A&M with Jimbo as well. So I think that this is new territory that we're entering in college football, which I feel like I'm saying that every single year when it comes to college football. But this is mind-blowing to me in $20 million. You got to win when that kind of money is on the line.
All right. I got to tell this story. My wife got flicked off yesterday in the Home Depot parking lot, and I've never been more in love. Let's hit a mic, though.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
First off, do y'all call it flipped off or flicked off? Is it flipped off?
Flicked off.
Flicked off?
Wait, you say flicked? I've said flipped forever. Am I wrong?
I know. I couldn't decide. I was like saying it going, that doesn't sound right. Flicked off or flipped off?
I think you can say it two ways. I flicked them off and they flipped me off.
What? Wait,
hold on. That doesn't make sense either. You're so out of pocket with that. Let me tell the story while she's looking it up. All right, Maria, to get you up to speed, my wife created her own DIY project. She decided she's going to paint the dining room.
Okay.
Well, when she goes in there... She goes in there, and our dining room before had painted over wallpaper. Like, when we bought it, the wallpaper had been painted over. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to pull this wallpaper down, and I'm going to paint the walls. It's going to be awesome. Before she goes back to work, which starts today. She is a counselor at a high school. She goes in there, pulls off the first layer of wallpaper. There's another layer of wallpaper.
Oh, gosh.
Pulls off the second layer of wallpaper. There's another layer of wallpaper. When you get to the third one, all of a sudden, the drywall paper starts coming off. And before I know it, there's massive holes in the wall. All right, so she kind of looks at me like, I know I started this project, but I'm going to need your help. After I looked at it and tried to get the wallpaper down and realized the situation we had backed ourselves into, I'm like, we're just going to have to re-drywall this entire room. Like, there's no way that we're going to be able to fix this. We can't go backwards. We had to move forward. So yesterday, her and I headed to Home Depot. All right, we needed about, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 sheets of drywall. We're going to redo the drywall. I don't know when I'm going to do this, but I am now in charge of this project that I will be finishing so that we can just have a different color. All right, so we can just have a different color. I love you, sweetie, if you're listening right now. Anyhow, so we go to Home Depot. The Home Depot we go to is next to a Costco. They are literally neighbors. They are only separated by about 50 feet. So we go into Costco first, then we hit Home Depot. Well, we're walking out of Home Depot. I'm pushing the drywall. We're getting it to the truck, and there is a lady right there that just walked out of Costco, loaded her van. She parked right in front of Home Depot. She loads her van up. She gets done with her Costco cart. She pushes it about 20 feet back across her little lane right there in the parking lot and just leaves it right between two handicap spots, just leaves her cart in the middle of the parking lot. Well, my wife, knowing me, knowing our background, my dad worked at a grocery store for 40 years, right? It's one of my biggest pet peeves. She grabs the cart, pushes it back towards the lady's van, waits till the lady kind of throws it in reverse and the reverse camera's on, and just kind of stands there with the cart. Well, then she goes, the cart things go over there. The carts go over there. Kind of yells at this lady. Lady in the minivan just got her nice Costco groceries. She don't care where the cart goes. She backs in, rolls down the window, drops the bird to my wife. My wife flips her right back off, dropped a couple expletives, and I looked at her and I was like, I love you. I love you. You understand that? My chest is pounding right now.
What if Lindsay?
Like, I love you.
What if Lindsay would have been like, did the suck it sign? Yeah, might, like, I mean, the X.
Listen, you know my wife. That wouldn't have been out of pocket for her. Had it come to fisticuffs, she would be the one on a viral video throwing down in the middle of a Costco parking lot. You can just imagine the people that would have loved that video. However, I'm a big believer. It was the same distance. Had she just gone a different direction, she could have hit the cart corral. I'm a big believer in the cart corral. I don't know about y'all. It's one of my pet peeves, people just leaving carts in the middle of the park.
To me, it's like a cardinal sin at the grocery store or anywhere
Absolutely.
Where there's a grocery cart. Are you that lazy that you can't push it five more feet? I don't understand. And it's always the cart that I almost hit with my car. It's
exactly.
like floating around somewhere, and I don't know why it's there. It's literally right there. And I think I've had the same conversation. It didn't get as violent, which one day it might. And I might do exactly what your wife did. I'm taking notes. This is great. But, you know, I've had some choice words with people before where I'm like, literally, just go
it's
right there.
It's not that hard, man.
It is right there.
Don't be that person.
I don't believe
My wife's like, I'm not going to let anybody hit this, and I'm not going to let this get in the way of anybody's handicap ramp with their van.
Which is smart.
I'm just going to push it back.
I don't believe in judging people based off one experience in
you
life.
You don't? I'm writing that. Write that down, G.
Let me finish.
I don't believe that.
Let me finish. However, I do make, you know, I do have some leeway in that role, and that's one of them.
Yeah,
I just 100%. think you're... It just says everything. You just summed up you in one action.
I completely
agree. If you don't take your cart back.
Agree.
I agree.
All right, coming up next, we got to move on. Coming up next is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can get at us on Twitter, at 929MorningShift. Is it called flipped off or flicked off? What do you want to see from the Falcons on day one of training camp? What video can we supply for you? And is it a cardinal sin to not push the cart back to the cart?
It's a lot to remember. I don't know if I can keep up with all that.
I got it.
All right, we'll hit that next coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Our training camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with the Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Mike, Squidbilly, Maria Martin from 11 Alive hanging out with us.
Before we get anything, can we get into, like, what just happened off the air? I don't think Maria knows that with me, if you ask a question about something that
I've learned.
So the Falcons, when the players arrived yesterday, they had the, like, little back to school, little
little chalkboard,
but it's, you know, back to camp or whatever. And Kirk Cousins, being Kirk Cousins, his favorite color is forest green.
Oh,
you know, like, okay. His favorite snack.
What's that noise?
Is Sieta chips. And Maria goes, what are they? And I go, I don't know. Let's Google them. And then I see that they're just tortilla chips.
Right.
Which is very on brand with everything that you really think of Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
Unless you watch a documentary about him.
Right.
But then I find out that they have sea salt and vinegar kettle chips made by that brand. So now if I get to talk to him at all, I need to know what his favorite brand, like flavor,
what flavor of Sieta chips.
Yeah, are you just like the tortilla ones, or are you over here with the salt and vinegar kettle chips? Like, because those are potato chips.
I just have a lot of questions because if he's just sitting there eating tortilla chips with no salsa, I have more questions.
It's funny I'll bring this up. My son he's venturing into the chip realm. He's almost four. He'll be four next month, and it's like he's just now starting to kind of venture out and taste different. And he's big into like Cheetos right now and, you know, cheese puffs and that kind of thing.
But that's
he's
fun also, for your couch.
Right, well, right. Exactly. Also, the amount of napkins, the wet wipes we run through. Need a napkin. Anyways, so let's talk about Ohio State and this NIL deal that's going on with them. So yesterday, Ross Bjork, AD, who was also at Ole Miss and at Texas A&M, talked to Yahoo Sports, and he revealed that Ohio State players are receiving around $20 million in name, in image, and likeness this year. And that is, I think, a lot more than anybody kind of expected. And obviously with Ohio State, you have to actually tell them how much money you're getting. But, dude, 20 mil? Yikes. Like, that's a ton.
Well, that is why all this talk of Ryan Day being on the hot seat has some legitimacy to it, I guess is a better way to put it, because he's a guy that has struggled to beat. He's like 56-8, I think, in his career at Ohio
State.
He's
got the best win in college football as a head coach.
But like three or four of those losses are to Michigan.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And that's unacceptable. But he went out at one of these donor meetings or whatever and booster meetings and was like, he might have said at a press conference, you need like $18 to $24 million to win a national championship. That's what we need. Or maybe it was 12 to 24. It was in that range.
Right.
Well, he got it.
He did.
So you have one of the best rosters in college football on paper coming back. So if you don't win it, they have I can't blame them because they gave you everything you needed, and then you still couldn't get it done.
Well, when you look at the players returning, and Maria, I'll get your thoughts. Egbuka, Travion Henderson, Jack Sawyer, Denzel Burke came back and didn't go in the draft, and you also got a number of players, Quinshon Judkins, Caleb Downs, we talked about earlier, Julian Sand, who was a five-star signing at Alabama. These guys weren't just going to Ohio State because they love Ohio State. I mean, Caleb Downs, we've talked about it before, was in Athens and then flies at Ohio State and signs there. But I mean, I think if you're an Ohio State fan, you love this, but if you're a fan of another team, you're probably not a big believer.
It's an interesting line that we're walking here, and we're seeing figures and numbers that we've never seen before in college football. And I'm a big advocate for the NIL, and they're still working out what that means and all of those good things, but it also means different things for coaches now. You talk about the coaching carousel in college and how it is just crazy. Well, there is justification for that when you're handed $20 million to basically make a roster that should go out and win a national championship. That's the expectation. They're not going to look at you and say, hey, we got you all this money that you asked for at a meeting, but you're not winning the game and you're not in the playoffs. And obviously that looks totally different this year as well. But I think it's, if anybody was going to go out and help do that, it would have been Ross Bjork. He had those crazy figures at Texas A&M with Jimbo as well. So I think that this is new territory that we're entering in college football, which I feel like I'm saying that every single year when it comes to college football. But this is mind-blowing to me in $20 million. You got to win when that kind of money is on the line.
All right. I got to tell this story. My wife got flicked off yesterday in the Home Depot parking lot, and I've never been more in love. Let's hit a mic, though.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
First off, do y'all call it flipped off or flicked off? Is it flipped off?
Flipped off.
Flicked off?
Wait, you say flicked? I've said flipped forever. Am I wrong?
I know. I couldn't decide. I was like saying it going, that doesn't sound right. Flicked off or flipped off?
I think you can say it two ways. I flicked them off and they flipped me off.
What? Wait,
that doesn't make sense either. You're so out of pocket with that. Let me tell the story while she's looking it up. All right, Maria, to get you up to speed, my wife created her own DIY project. She decided she's going to paint the dining room.
Okay.
Well, when she goes in there. She goes in there, and our dining room before had painted over wallpaper. Like, when we bought it, the wallpaper had been painted over. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to pull this wallpaper down, and I'm going to paint the walls. It's going to be awesome. Before she goes back to work, which starts today. She is a counselor at a high school. She goes in there, pulls off the first layer of wallpaper. There's another layer of wallpaper.
Oh, gosh.
Pulls off the second layer of wallpaper. There's another layer of wallpaper. When you get to the third one, all of a sudden, the dry wallpaper starts coming off. And before I know it, there's massive holes in the wall. All right, so she kind of looks at me like, I know I started this project, but I'm going to need your help. After I looked at it and tried to get the wallpaper down and realized the situation we had backed ourselves into, I'm like, we're just going to have to re-drywall this entire room. Like, there's no way that we're going to be able to fix this. We can't go backwards. We had to move forward. So yesterday, her and I headed to Home Depot. All right, we needed about, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 sheets of drywall. We're going to redo the drywall. I don't know when I'm going to do this, but I am now in charge of this project that I will be finishing so that we can just have a different color. All right, so we can just have a different color. I love you, sweetie, if you're listening right now. Anyhow, so we go to Home Depot. The Home Depot we go to is next to a Costco. They are literally neighbors. They are only separated by about 50 feet. So we go into Costco first, then we hit Home Depot. Well, we're walking out of Home Depot. I'm pushing the drywall. We're getting it to the truck, and there is a lady right there that just walked out of Costco, loaded her van. She'd parked right in front of Home Depot. She loads her van up. She gets done with her Costco cart. She pushes it about 20 feet back across her little lane right there in the parking lot and just leaves it right between two handicap spots, just leaves her cart in the middle of the parking lot. Well, my wife, knowing me, knowing our background, my dad worked at a grocery store for 40 years, right? It's one of my biggest pet peeves. She grabs the cart, pushes it back towards the lady's van, waits till the lady kind of throws it in reverse and the reverse camera's on and just kind of stands there with the cart. Well, then she goes, the cart things go over there. The carts go over there. Kind of yells at this lady. Lady in the minivan just got her nice Costco groceries. She don't care where the cart goes. She backs in, rolls down the window, drops the bird to my wife. My wife flips her right back off, dropped a couple expletives, and I looked at her and I was like, I love you. I love you. You understand that? My chest is pounding right now.
Now what if Lindsay?
Like, I love you.
What if Lindsay would have been like, did the suck it sign? Yeah, DX.
Listen, you know my wife. That wouldn't have been out of pocket for her. Had it come to fisticuffs, she would be the one on a viral video throwing down in the middle of a Costco parking lot. You can just imagine the people that would have loved that video. However, I'm a big believer. It was the same distance. Had she just gone a different direction, she could have hit the cart corral. I'm a big believer in the cart corral. I don't know about y'all. It's one of my pet peeves, people just leaving carts in the middle of the park.
To me, it's like a cardinal sin at the grocery store or anywhere
Absolutely.
Where there's a grocery cart. Are you that lazy that you can't push it five more feet? I don't understand. And it's always the cart that I almost hit with my car. It's like floating around somewhere, and I don't know why it's there. It's literally right there. And I think I've had the same conversation. It didn't get as violent, which one day it might, and I might do exactly what your wife did. I'm taking notes. This is great. But, you know, I've had some choice words with people before where I'm like, literally, just go
it's
right there.
It's not that hard, man.
It is right there.
Don't be that person.
I don't believe.
My wife's like, I'm not going to let anybody hit this, and I'm not going to let this get in the way of anybody's handicap ramp with their van.
Which is smart.
I'm just going to push it back.
I don't believe in judging people based off one experience in
you
life.
You don't? I'm writing that. Write that down, G.
Let me finish.
I don't believe that.
Let me finish. However, I do make, you know, I do have some leeway in that role, and that's one of them.
Yeah,
I just think you're, it just says everything about, you just summed up you in one action.
I completely
if you don't take your cart back.
Agree.
I agree.
All right, coming up next, we got to move on. Coming up next is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can get at us on Twitter, at 929MorningShift. Is it called Flipped Off or Flicked Off? What do you want to see from the Falcons on day one of training camp? What video can we supply for you? And is it a cardinal sin to not push the cart back to the cart?
It's a lot to remember. I don't know if I can keep up with all that.
I got it.
All right. We'll hit the next coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.